And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal
George Dunham
right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And scatter shooting is brought to us by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Monet Davis. Remember her, the Little League World Series star
right.
5 years ago? Yeah.
Cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yes, first girl ever to pitch a shutout in the Little League World Series. Also the first Little League baseball player to ever appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Davis is now headed to college this fall to play softball at Hampton University. How would someone possibly know about Monet Davis? Well, if you watch ESPN from time to time the last couple of weeks, maybe the Checkout Sports Center, how could you not know something about the Little League World Series? They show 58 games a day. Okay, we get it. Kids playing baseball. Cool. Tell you what, if I want to see that, I'll head out to one of the 50 youth baseball parks around the Metroplex tomorrow and watch a bunch of 12-year-old spares boot the ball around. Enough already, ESPN. Bring back Pardon the Interruption.
George hates America and America's children, apparently. Okay.
Hate kids.
A couple more NFL preseason games to fight through. As much as we like to rag on the exhibition season, I still watch it, including last night. Kudos to the NFL Network. They took viewers around the country with live look-ins at a number of games. You get storylines and then a few minutes of game action from the sites. Got to see a lot of Eli and Daniel Jones and the Giants against the Bengals. Cam Newton's first series going through offseason shoulder surgery as the Panthers took on the Super Bowl champion Patriots. By the way, Newton limped off the field after a couple of drives with what they're calling a foot injury.
Oh, no.
That didn't look very good. Case Keenum is running the Redskins offense against the Falcons. Saw Tom Brady's first action of the preseason. And this bulletin, at the age of 42, Brady looks pretty good.
Really?
Looks pretty good. They also showed some of the Raiders and Packers game, which was played in Winnipeg. Losepeg.
Stupid. Stupid.
It's a CFL field, and they had problems after they took the goalpost out of the end zone to move them up. They messed up the turf. So they played on an 80-yard field, no kickoffs.
I saw that.
How unstable is that? All right, we seem to think this Cowboys team is loaded, maybe the best roster they've had in 23 years. But as we've noted over the last 2 weeks, media sorts around the country aren't buying Dallas stock. Add another one to the list. Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports. He put out his 8 teams that can win it all list. He has the Patriots, Saints, Eagles, Chiefs, Chargers, Panthers, Steelers, and Seahawks. Cowboys did not make the list.
Doesn't surprise me that much. I'm just surprised he doesn't have the Browns on there, since everybody seems to think the Browns are going to win 12 games this year.
Have you got that sense that not many people believe in the Cowboys despite this roster?
Yeah.
Around here, I can't really hear too many people saying, yeah, I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
It's just 25 years of futility here and the uncertainty over Zeke, I think,
too. That's what I think it is, too. Well, Nelly, we've got some college football this weekend.
Whose voice is that?
Only one ranked team will be in action in Orlando tomorrow night. 8th-ranked Florida takes on Miami. Speaking of the preseason rankings, Alabama does not open the season as the number one ranked team, first time since 2015 when the Crimson Tide opened at number 3. They went on to win the title that year. In fact, 4 of the last 5 times that Bama wasn't number 1 in the preseason AP poll, they went on to win the Natty. Clemson, the defending champs, are the AP preseason number 1 for the first time in program history. Since the poll began in 1950, only 2 schools have gone wire-to-wire as the number 1 team.
Really?
Florida State, 1999. USC, 2004.
Wow.
Yeah. Texas A&M checked in at number 12. Tough schedule ahead for the Aggies, but if they can pull off a few surprises, they can be contenders this year. A&M with matchups against the preseason number 1, number 2, number 3, number 6, and number 16 teams. A&M and South Carolina are the first 2 teams since 1975 to face preseason number 1, 2, and 3 in their schedule. That's life in the SEC, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, Kellen Mond needs to come up big. Could be a huge year for the Aggies.
Could be. More crazy home run numbers from Major League Baseball. Last week, from Monday, August 12th, through this past Sunday, August 18th, there were 313 home runs, most ever in a Monday through Sunday stretch. The only other time in Major League history where there were 300 home runs hit Monday through Sunday, the week before, August 5th, August 11th, where there was 301 home runs. Wheels off criminal this week. Apparently it's fun to do bad things for some kids in Germany. Woman woke up in the middle of the night in Soest, Germany. Hearing a noise, went down to the garage, found that her Volkswagen Golf was missing, and called police. She also found that her 8-year-old son was missing. Police and the woman went out on a search. The mom found the car and her son at a rest area along the Autobahn. The boy had taken the car for a joyride. He's 8 years old,
but
said he got scared when he hit a top speed of 87.
Oh, dang, that's the Autobahn.
The 8-year-old pulled over, put on the hazards in the rest area until his mom found him. Legal driving age in Germany is 18. He faces a penalty of 25 to 30 years.
Good.
I just made up that last phrase. And finally, I got a cousin.
Oh, you got a cousin,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I got a cousin.
Oh,
and
really?
He works in the Northeast, and he works in a factory.
He does?
Yeah, and you know, we got in quite a scare this week when he was injured on the job. He fell into an upholstery machine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, don't worry. He's now fully recovered.
Absolute crap.
And that is Scatter Shooting with a reminder, don't accept any friend requests from Hormel Meats Company. It could be spam.
Yes.
What is going on?
Little bonus content there.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal
George Dunham
for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio.
We'll be in slow motion.
Now we're out of it. All right, it is 7:47 on the ticket. We have some rough language to listen to next in the emergency break of the week.